The White House Report.
President Trump's first State of the Union address is over. It was an hour and 20 minutes. He hit various topics. Dems were quite irritated about certain issues, particularly when it came to issues of immigration. There were also issues that touched home for some members of the Congressional Black Caucus, like the black unemployment numbers, as well as the indirect reference to Colin Kaepernick and taking the knee. I talked with CBC Chairman Congressman Cedric Richmond of Louisiana.
Trump taking credit for low black unemployment is what Trump does. It's just like the fact that he inherited a fortune from his father and claims to be a successful businessman, just like he inherits a successful economy and a lowering unemployment rate and claims to be an effective president.
What were your thoughts of President Trump, his indirect message about taking the knee?
I just thought it was very hypocritical from a guy who is bashing the FBI and law enforcement every day from the White House, but he felt comfortable calling black NFL players sons of bitches because they were doing the same thing, which is protesting police misconduct and abuse in the black community by the hands of law enforcement officers. I think it was totally hypocritical, but I think he was playing to his white base, which proves again that when he needs to be, he's the bigot in chief.
Congressman Greg Meeks of New York was in his office watching the president address the nation.
When he indicated that those gang members who did the horrific act of killing the individuals that were in the gallery, and he said they were four, brought to this country when they were 4 and 5 years old, trying to assimilate them to the dreamers, the over 700,000-800,000 people that have been here working hard, getting an education. He's now trying to deport. On the one hand, saying that we want to protect them. On the other hand, saying that we got to get rid of them. That's appalling. It's hypocritical. And he's made various hypocritical statements. And then, you know, even when he started talking about what Apple was going to do to invest in this country, it's misleading. Yeah, the $375 million they were talking about reinvesting, but it's only part of the $275 billion that they had already committed to, was doing over the last 4 to 5 years. So, you know, there was a lot of deceit in some of it and inaccuracy. If you just do a check on facts of what he said, you'd find that they were very deceptive.
President Trump also says this year one of his major priorities will be that of cutting into the high price of prescription drugs. Meanwhile, President Trump on Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2017, talked with Congressman Elijah Cummings at the inauguration luncheon about the issue. The pair even met in 2017 about the high price of prescription drugs and how to lower it. April Ryan, AURN News.